You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Early morning, Saturday. Birds are calling out my name and they're telling me to leave my bed. Drink a coffee for my head. Cereal and radio. Mr. Sun saying hello. And I pick some clothes from my wardrobe. Get the bike from out the shed. Let the wheels go round and round. I'm pulling up at your house. And I say nervously, come and take a ride with me.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio Show on 3CR Radical Radio, broadcasting from Naram, Melbourne, Australia. And thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. My name's Chris, and Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio, we're a show about bikes, cycling, bicycles, getting around without a combustion engine, advocacy and adventures and a whole bunch of stuff in between. And on today's show, I'm going to be talking to Anna about Big Bike Ride for Palestine. It's like a nationwide event, and we'll be having a chat after a bit of news and events about that, because you might have noticed there's a few things happening in Melbourne and a couple of launch events, and we'll get into that in a bit more detail. Now, can't help but start today's show on like having a little bit of a look back to know where today is right now. Well, does that sound a little garbled? Yes, it does. Where I'm going with that is you've got sometimes a little bit of backgrounding on what's happened in the past. It kind of helps you inform either what's going on right now and let's try and find some better opportunities and possibilities. Now, I couldn't help but notice on the platform, which is Instagram, Herald Sun retro photos. That first kind of bunch of words, I have to turn head and cross myself when I say it. But they had a fascinating photograph from 1976, if that's correct, of when the then Alexandra Parade was bricked up against the impending F-19. And it gives you a little bit of an insight into how people felt around here about looking after their streets and having massive roads cut through what was the then residential areas. I mean, Alexandra Parade used to end as a little cul-de-sac down at the river. And I've done a fair bit of research into this. I'm not saying, let's keep things as they are, but it's a signifier of things that really, really set the scene for why the inner suburbs are what they are, and sometimes that push-pull between, I'm being very general here, of, why can't we make society a little bit better versus let's just extract everything, and how that pertains to walking and cycling and all that sort of stuff. Now, okay, a very briefly breezed over that, but look, I'll put the link to that photo and a bunch of other stuff into the podcast description. Now, another one that I noticed was on an automobile generalist site talking about someone that he's a bugbear advocate. He passed away not that long ago, and that's John Forrester. Now, Not Just Bikes did a very long, deep dive into this guy's background. He was, again, probably the ultimate Nepo baby. He was the son of C.S. Lewis, and he was what you call the father of reticular cycling. Now, you're probably thinking, why is this important to today? Well, John Forrester used to go around inserting himself into debates all over the world, and used to have this whole thing of reticular cycling. Unfortunately, it depends what school or thing of thought you fall into. It's seen as, you know, someone called it in the early 90s when I came in the tail end of this stuff, it's called dancing with cars, i.e. you don't need infrastructure to make your roads safer for, you know, for people who ride bikes. And again, as I like to say on the show, a very broad brush here, but John Forrester was vehement. He would impose and insert himself everywhere. And I know this from hearing from first-hand experience here in Melbourne, Victoria, where back in the 70s we had one of the most innovative programs of that then time. And it was called the Geelong Bike Plan. And, okay, I'm trying to claim Geelong by proxy into Melbourne, but no. Anyway, Alan Parker, who was one of the founders of the Bicycle Institute of Victoria, which became Bicycle Victoria Bicycle Network, he kind of wrote this thing. And what happened? John Forrester from America comes along and inserts himself into it. Now, what happens in these sort of things if your opponent finds someone on your side who's saying the things that, we don't have to spend money, and we know we don't have to try and improve society somewhat, they'll use that. They'll use that against you every opportunity. And unfortunately, we're still having to deal with some of John Forrester's stuff today of people who ride, and good, there's a wide and broad thing of who rides and the way you go about it, but people who, oh, I get around from A to B and I don't need any of this and neither do you. As in, let's go straight to where I'm heading to, which is either 30-kilometre speed zones or protected infrastructure or any of that. I don't need that because it doesn't benefit me because I'm either young and strong or I'm large. I've seen a bit of that, people who are physically quite large who can just do whatever the hell they want. Or a whole bunch of other psychological sort of things that come into this. And again, I'm being very, very broad with this, but it kind of comes into the we don't have to do anything, and it's the, use the thing, survival of the fittest out there on the road. And we know that that doesn't work. I fall into the very broad thing of why don't we try and improve society somewhat? And why not? The open slather approach, as you'll probably hear right across the 3CR grid and other very specialist sort of stuff, it doesn't work. We do need to have guidelines and regulations. And speaking of such, you probably heard in the last week or so that Infrastructure Victoria came out with a whole bunch of interesting things about potential routes and potential bicycle superhighways and, you know, the state government to report back in a year whether this will go ahead or not. And it's really quite good, but the, you know, it's kind of like routes but in the city and some stuff between, you know, Northcote and Moonee Ponds. I'm just going very, very broadly here because I'm looking at a document, technical document, which invariably on the size of a mobile phone, which is tiny font. So I'm sorry I'm not bringing this up in any detail for you. But investing in strategic cycling corridors can support modal shift. Yeah, that's if you put the planning and the money and the political capital into it. This is a, I don't know, I reckon I could almost call it an ambit claim. Again, I'll put all the I'll put all the details of this into the podcast description, especially technical stuff. It's worth reading. Building safer cycling networks. As opposed to what we've had to deal with for probably since 1970, early 1970s, when John Forrester got a parking fine or something for his bike, and it set him off on a bit of a collision course with, you know, or just about everyone who was involved with advocacy at the time, and subsequently with this school of thought of you can just tough it out. Which doesn't really, as I'm kind of trying to bring this rambling discourse to an end here before we go to a community service announcement, which really doesn't work. Because, again, we've mentioned on this show over the years, and we've been on here since 2008, the thing that subsequent societies of all the people who would love to be able to ride a bike, it's a very high percentage, but won't because of perceived fear or lack of infrastructure. Again, do we want to improve society a bit, or do we just want to go, I'm tough enough, I can handle this, and let's keep on pushing that extractive mode? Okay, I don't really have all the answers here, but it's something to think about. And again, I will put this really good article. Plus the Not Just Bikes video, if you really want to sit through a deep dive into the life of John Forrester. When his dad died, C.S. Lewis, basically he got a fair bit of slab of that estate. So, you know, he was the ultimate Nepo baby, telling us how to lead our lives in terms of, you know, wanting to get around on a bike, or, you know, city infrastructure and planning and all that sort of stuff. Fascinating stuff. So I said in the intro, sometimes a little bit of backgrounding on where we came from will kind of inform where we are today and where good possibilities may be later.
Awkward Giraffe presents the Festival of Critical Comedy 2025 on the weekend of the 29th and 30th of November, 2 p.m. to 8 at the Melbourne Unitarian Peace Church, 110 Grey Street, East Melbourne. Awkward Giraffe promotes comedy to make you think. Lineup includes comedy legends Greg Fleet and Nick Sun, and the groundbreaking Ridiculousness and Doppelgangster, and much more. Free entry. For more details, see awkwardgiraffe.net. Awkward Giraffe proudly supports 3CR.
But I won't be sworn at and I won't be bossed around. That includes them, the big bosses. They won't be bossing me around either. I will find a way.
Rents are through the roof. The cost of living is skyrocketing and public housing is under attack. How do we fight back? Join us on Wednesday, the 26th of November from 6 p.m. at RMIT University's City Campus for From Housing Crisis to Dwelling Justice, a free public event that gets to the heart of the housing struggle. Featuring the premiere of Bay Views for All, a documentary about the fight to save the Barrack Beacon public housing estate, and a panel discussion with public housing residents, activists, and experts, this is one you won't want to miss. Register for a free ticket at events.humanitix.com/crisis-2-justice.
It's never occurred to them they've actually got something valuable here.
A 3CR supporter.
And you're back listening to Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio on 3CR, Radical Radio. And on the line today, I've got Anna, and we're going to be talking about, if I've got the term correct, Big Bike Ride for Palestine.
Yes, that's right. Big Ride for Palestine.
Big Ride, sorry. You've had a couple of events kick off and you yet to still have the launch party, or just lead me through what you've been up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Big Ride for Palestine is a national movement. So there's events happening in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide, as well as some in regional areas. So we had our kickoff event in Melbourne on the weekend in Craigieburn, and we've got our next event on Saturday the 22nd along the Murray Creek Trail, and then a third event in Euroa the weekend after.
Yeah, so what does this actually entail? And the next part of that question is, where does the funding and all that sort of community building sort of stuff go? So what does the ride entail?
So the Big Ride for Palestine was actually launched in the UK by cycling activists in 2015, and then it came to Australia in 2017, and it's been more in the sort of eastern states as well as South Australia, and it's now coming to Melbourne and Victoria. So we're raising money for two charities. So one is called the Marne Development Centre, and the other one is the Palestinian Women's Humanitarian Organisation. So the event's in partnership with Union Aid Abroad, or AFIDA. So they're the kind of partner charities that they work with. And really it's about supporting Palestinian children and refugees in some of the neighbouring countries around Palestine, and supporting some displaced families, offering psychosocial support, providing cycling opportunities to young people, so they can kind of participate in recreation while they're facing, you know, pretty trying circumstances.
Yeah, because I don't know even how to begin on this topic. You're helping with aid and possibly bringing people home, rebuilding. That's just such a complex and vast topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think especially now that there's a, you know, so-called ceasefire in place, it's more important than ever that we're, you know, still mobilising, still showing up, still telling people about what's happening and raising money so that people can start to rebuild their lives.
Yeah. With the actual rides, what do they entail? In terms of where can people register and what's actually involved with that?
Yeah, so the upcoming event this Saturday is being held along the Mary Creek Trail. So we're having a cycling and a walking option. So the plan is to meet at TH Westfield Reserve in Clifton Hill at 9 a.m. And then we're going to ride north or walk north and then meet back for a lunch at TH Westfield Reserve. So people can cycle or walk according to their abilities. So if people feel comfortable, they can ride the full 20 k's up the Mary Creek Trail and back. And they can find out more by going to the greatrideofreturn.narm Instagram page. And we've got some details on there.
Yeah, and yeah, that sounds like a pretty good event in terms of what time and that on Saturday.
Yes, on Saturday, so 9 a.m. we're meeting.
Okay, yep.
And then back for lunch. We've got a Palestinian food truck catering the lunch at around 11:30. So the ride is really about raising awareness, raising money, but also community building and bringing people together who are passionate about cycling and also passionate about raising funds and awareness for the Palestinian cause.
Yeah, and I've been watching, you would be aware of, solidarity rides and things in adjacent to, the Gars and Sunbirds and all that sort of stuff. Do you have any links with any of those groups?
Yes. So myself and a colleague actually met with one of the co-founders of the Gars and Sunbirds a few weeks ago, and the big thing that they highlighted was that local groups should try and form in different areas and that really the focus should be around community building, awareness raising and fundraising.
Yep.
And doing that through cycling is a great way for people to get involved and, you know, use their passion for cycling and mix that with the kind of community building and awareness raising.
Mm. So will you look forward to kind of like doing more events like this? Because anything to do with Palestine, you've got to look at it a long-term perspective. I mean, I'm trying to do a very broad brushy because it's such, again, a very complex topic. So like community building for moving towards some better resolution for that area.
Absolutely. So this is really just the start for us. So I'm working with the team at Great Ride of Return NARM. So the Great Ride of Return is another cycling advocacy movement that really started around the Great Walk of Return of Palestinians returning to their land. And so one thing we talked about with the Gaza Sunbirds was organising, you know, monthly rides, so something like through the city to kind of raise awareness. So that's definitely on the agenda. And we'd love people to get involved with that through following the greatrideofreturn.narm Instagram page.
Yeah, so as we've had unfortunately, a couple of years of the rallies in the city, if people are looking to keep that energy and networking up to, you've probably been promoting into that space and letting people know that there's still things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's still lots of events happening all over Melbourne. So just yesterday there was a walk and run around the Tan, and this event is next weekend. So there's still plenty of ways to get involved and donate and build community around this issue. So our message to people is really that now is the time to mobilise. I know people are, feeling exhausted and tired, but I think, we owe this to the Palestinian people to keep showing up.
Definitely. Just in closing, kind of any anecdotes or stories you've had from help building this event?
Just that, organising an event is more complex than I initially thought.
Yep.
I think just trying to get the word out to people. Like I said, I think a lot of the media attention has kind of reduced around the Palestinian cause, and trying to get people out and mobilised now is a bit challenging. But I think my kind of takeaway is that building events around activities that people really enjoy doing and are passionate about already is a great way to bring people out. I think, you know, a bike ride along the Merri Creek in spring is a really lovely activity, a great way to meet new people. So, yeah, I just encourage everyone to try and use their passions to build community around a cause.
Yeah. And where can people jump on to either find out more or register? Because you mentioned the Great Rider Return profile Instagram, but is there kind of like a specific link and things that people can jump onto, even if they're not in Melbourne, to see if they're about other events?
Yeah, so on that Instagram page, there's a link tree, and that's got links to all of the events all over Australia.
Yep.
That's probably the easiest way. So there's a platform we're using called Raisely to help people fundraise. So the best way is to go to that. It's Great Ride of Return, all one word, .nalam. On Instagram, and the link tree's there, and people can access the registration page from there.
Oh, fabulous. So I hope the weather and the elements are kind to you this weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for your time today. It's a great cause. And again, we've got to have more, you know, community building, capacity building, all that sort of stuff. And yeah, and it sounds like just an event like, I'm just trying to put my words together here. Monday morning's always difficult doing a radio show. Look, these things have been just such a phenomenal slog and hard work, but you put in perspective of what the people in that area are actually dealing with, I think should, you know, give us some pause for thought, and we should recalibrate our efforts to help.
Absolutely. Yep, I definitely agree. Okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Chris.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The annual Melbourne Pacifica Festival is on again, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, December the 6th, at the playground end of Banjo Paterson Park in Lynbrook. Immerse yourself in the richness of Pacific Island culture with traditional dance, dynamic drumming, soulful harmonies, bands, guest artists, children's activities including rugby clinics, Pacifica arts and crafts, and yummy food. Lots of fun and activities for the whole family. Saturday, December the 6th in Lynbrook. Visit melbournepacificafestival.org. Melbourne Pacifica Festival is a 3CR supporter.
And you're back listening to Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio on 3CR, Radical Radio, broadcasting from Narang, Melbourne, Australia. And thank you to Anna for making time today to talk about Big Bike Ride for Palestine and a whole bunch of related stuff with that. So, again, go have a look at the Great Rider Return Instagram profile and the link tree there. I should be able to put that all into the podcast description. Now, I'm just going to see if I can lighten this up a bit. There was something that really caught my eye, and it's something quite fundamental and basic, which is a previous guest we had on the show a long time ago, but they're still going, and it's great to see, which is the St Kilda Bike Kitchen. And they've got, wait for it, how to fix your flat. And yeah, these little tiny things, you may think, oh, that's nothing, you can do this. Well, let's get past that robustness. Sometimes little things stop people from getting involved. So look, again, that's down at St Kilda. I will get the more, unfortunately, this goddamn phone has refreshed and I can't bring the thing up that I was looking at. So anyway, to do with that that little workshop, I'll put that into the podcast description. Now, what else should I kind of have a little chat about? Well, there's so much out there, and just trying to bring that into focus is, there was something that came out last week, and they're getting a little flurry before it actually opens, which is the Gipps Street ramps and, you know, the thing down at Collins Bridge and things that I think Yarra Bike, we've been involved with for a very long time. They've got a couple of more closures happening in November. And again, I can't bring this up because, yeah. Anyway, That's happening, I think, during business hours, during the mid part of November. So I'm being, again, beating around a bit. Oh, we'll put that in the podcast description. But a good bit of news that you should know about if you follow dates and anniversaries and all the rest of it is, in a few weeks' time, a thing called Critical Mass is celebrating its 30th anniversary. 30! It's out of its snotty teenager phase and now becoming, you know, an elder Zoomer or a baby millennial. I don't know what you'd call it. But this one, well, the perspective on the kind of disorganised rabble that do Critical Mass is we're just trying to keep this thing rolling. And we've got some promotion out, which brings into sharp focus of how far we've come and sometimes how much we're up against in terms of asymmetrical stuff to do with road planning and all the rest of it. But I've got to admit, compared 1995 to now, we've come a long way. We've actually got some infrastructure, not as much as we planned. I mean, you go back to, I think from a Yarra perspective, that one of our bicycle strategies going back to 2010, we had five, count them, five protected bicycle, protected bike lanes, and we've got half of one, which is, you know, if you've been listening to the show and getting onto our newsletters, we're supposed to be getting into the stage 3, 4, 5, whatever, to do with Collingwood and Clifton Hill. And again, as we see in these turbulent times, someone's decided to politicise it. Fabulous. Thank you so much. You know, one of those things of let's try and improve society somewhat up against, no, I've got every excuse possible why you can't do that. Yeah, again, you're entitled to your opinion about doing things, but when you kind of break these things apart in terms of, I've been looking at some of the stuff to do with Clifton Hill and Collingwood, they've actually mangled about 2-3 different arguments and 2-3 different options together. And it's that sort of thing where you got to get past the emotive push to what the actual real time or real life outcome could be, which is something pretty goddamn amazing if it's allowed to develop for Wellington Street. Yeah. But thank you very much for turning that into a political football. But let's see if, again, I'm seeing some very interesting things happen around the inner suburbs of, we've had enough of this and I'm not going to pay that attention. Again, another one of my general vibes of discuss the issue and not the personalities. So thank you for listening today. The show should be up either on demand, podcast, or go to the community. Oh, I keep on forgetting their name. The Community Radio Plus app ongoing. Yes, that's it. I'm just looking at the you can listen to 3CR and a whole bunch of community radio through that app. So I should have the podcast up shortly with all the stuff that I've mentioned and additional reading and viewing and the rest of it. And thank you to Anna for making time today to have a chat about big bike ride for Palestine, if I've got that in the right order. And up next is Shebop followed by Black Bloc, or no, is it Down by Law? Okay, or is it something else entirely? But after that, look forward to Black Bloc, and I should be back in the studio in about a fortnight, and next week we should have Fel and Faith back on the show.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's ride-to-school programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.